Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
About 10 blocks of downtown Phoenix are blocked off today as thousands of fans arrive for Super Bowl week. Game day, of course, is Sunday, but fans already are plunking down cash for football-related exhibitions and festivities. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that the region spent $30 million in public and private funds to host the Super Bowl and is hoping for an economic impact 10 times that.
With 100,000 football fans on their way, not only those of the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks, nearly every Phoenix hotel is sold out. Some of the last rooms are going for around $1,000 a night. The No Frills Super 8 Motel, five blocks east of downtown, is getting in on the profits and on the fanfare, too.
We need to get fruit. We need to get Cool Whip. We need to pick up the helium.
Manager Walt Shem sold his last economy room for nearly $500 per night.
People are going to drop a lot of money. We don't want them to feel that they're blowing their money and we're ripping them off.
Shem doesn't have the same budget as the big fancy hotels downtown. They're getting paid to get decked out in big advertisements. But he's doing his best to add some frills, pennants in the reception area, catered burritos instead of continental breakfast, and balloons in team colors for each guest. Receptionist Carla Garrett says employees feel like they're part of the big event.
Just the interaction with all the people and feeling all the excitement being right in the middle of it, I love that.
With the guest list split evenly between Boston and Seattle fans, the motel will play it neutral. It's raising a big white balloon over the property this weekend with a flag of Super Bowl 49. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Phoenix.